before one can really come to understand the question, what is your only comfort in life and death? That is, before one really knows that there is an answer of good news that we need from God, you need to understand what the problem is. Heidelberg question and answer number one introduces the gospel. It is the gospel in a nutshell, if you will. And particularly what it introduces is that there is an answer that we all need, and that is that God has provided salvation for his people. So it's a very succinct statement of the entire gospel. And yet in that succinct statement, and that's the rest of the catechism goes on to elaborate more detail about what the gospel message is, there are really three aspects that are very important. So in question and answer number two, essentially gives the outline of what the gospel message will be that we find and study in the rest of the 129 questions and answers in the Heidelberg Catechism. Before one can really come to understand the question, what is your only comfort in life and death? That is, before one really knows that there is an answer of good news that we need from God, you need to understand what the problem is. Just think, for example, unless you know that you have some sort of health issue, you will probably not go see the doctor. So unless you know what your problem is, that life is not okay as it is, you will not go seek an answer to it. And so the first part of the catechism talks about our need. And so it introduces us to the fact that there is a problem. And that is that everyone, through Adam, the first person, has fallen into sin. We have lost the life that God has given us. And therefore we literally are living a life of death, if you will, apart from God. And so the first part of the catechism tells us clearly what sin is, why it results in death, and why it is impossible for us to do anything about that. That leads then to the second part, which is the larger part, and that is that the catechism will tell us the gospel message as you find it in the scriptures. It's a similar outline that you find, for example, in the book of Romans. And so we go on to learn, therefore, what specifically it is that Christ our Savior, given to us by God out of grace, by the love of God, that we might have salvation. And it goes through the various steps of the work of Christ. And so that we see that by embracing Christ, we have the gift of salvation. There is a final part yet, and that is crucially important. And it's really interesting when you come to the point of knowing your need and knowing the answer, and you believe and embrace that answer, you are now in a state of restoration with God. So now what? What is life like? Well, now you respond. And that's where we get into how we live, the law of God, how we respond to Christ, the life of prayer, and so on. All of those things are not yet things that we still need to continue to do in order to stay right with God. They are response. You are saved. Now, what does that mean? And God provides for us by his Holy Spirit, not only the fact that we have faith. Faith doesn't come from ourselves. Remember, by sin, we're dead. God wakes us up, gives us by his Spirit the ability to believe, and also changes our heart from one that loves sin to one that now loves to live a life of thankfulness to God. But all that we do in terms of our life is really God's work within us. There's no credit to be gained by that because we haven't done anything. It is all by God's grace, both understanding how we are to live and how our life is a matter of prayer before God. So those are the three outline steps, if you will, of the Heidelberg Catechism. Number one is the summary of faith. Number two is what is that? Is the outline. And then from there we go on to start looking at that threefold outline.